Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Hello, Kitty. How you doing? Are you feeling better?
I'm not. No.
KC Morning Show. Not doing well?
All of the above? No.
Some excellent home care by yours truly. Looks like I am doing a great job. That's what it looks like to me.
I am being held hostage against my will.
I am giving what I believe to be A+ treatment. I think I should honestly go into business of home care.
I think you're going to go in the Ripley's record book for worst caretaker ever.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
I'm offended.
You've been putting glass shards in my juice. I've been taking nothing but lukewarm baths.
I break you down to build you back up.
Nurse Ratchet.
You want to do a weather dealio? Will that make you feel better if we talk about the weather?
This crap weather? We got like a pitiful snowfall.
Well, let's talk about it, Kitty. You're high today. Happy hump day, baby! 36 degrees. Sunshine to start, but then a few afternoon clouds. A few. Just a few. Not a lot. Just a little bit. Winds northwest 10 to 15 mph. Then tonight, generally clear skies. What are you doing? You have a respiratory virus inside of you. What are you doing? Put the weed down. Kitty. Tonight, 16 degrees. It's gonna be clear, but it's supposed to be nasty on what, Thursday?
Thursday, man. Yeah. It's rough.
What was that sentence?
Every time I look at y'all's photos and you're doing something else, I just get infuriated.
She's starting to get mad, y'all.
I'm getting really mad, actually.
She went off last night.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, it was some tweet, right? Some Instagram post?
Yes. Don't look at Facebook unless you want to be reminded of people's 2020s and how terrible they were.
Like, how can you say it was so terrible when all your pictures, it's just you and the homies?
And it sucks. I've had so many friends and they're like, 2020 was so rough on me and my family, but at least we got to completely ignore the pandemic.
Pretty much. That's your weather dealio. It's your KC Morning Show.
We didn't get a UV index.
2 out of 10.
Yeah, I would have gotten it right. The one thing I could have had, and you took that from me.
I took that joy away. I'm sorry. Well, hi, Kitty.
Hey.
What's going on?
I tried calling Mitch McConnell. It said the wireless number you're trying to reach isn't accepting phone calls.
Didn't know turtles had a phone system.
Had cell phones, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried calling the numbers.
It was wild seeing Twitter yesterday. Gen Z got a little politically woke. It was wonderful. It was actually wonderful to see, to be honest. If you're a Republican, how can you think that what's happening is good? All the young people right now are just letting you have it online.
Ethered.
That's a whole generation of voters that they're never going to have now. You love to see it.
Love to see it.
I need your help, though.
What?
Because as we're talking about Gen Z, I went after office Twitter, which I should know better. I should know better. Especially when you go after Jim and Pam Twitter.
Yeah.
I got ratioed hard for what I thought was a bold and hot take. In fact, I was brave for this take. Peacock went on social media yesterday, and they had, you know, best couple ever. Like, name me a better couple. And it's, you know, it's Jim and Pam, the Niagara episode, which admittedly, one of the best bits of TV ever. But my point is that Jim and Pam are trash. They are not a couple to aspire to. Pam's a cheater. Jim enabled it. Two statements can be true, by the way. Pam can be awful and a cheater, and Jim can also be awful and a cheater, which is also a true statement.
Full disclosure, Hartzell is someone's Roy.
That is not true because
you were going to have hot dogs at your wedding.
That's not true because Roy was if anything, I was Karen.
Karen sucks.
Karen was the best. Karen,
no, I hated
was
Karen.
Better than all of them. You know what? Yeah, I was Karen because Karen was the best of them. And Jim's mayonnaise ass didn't see what he had. Where are these numbers at? Let's see here. Where's my tweet? As of right now, 206 quote tweets.
I was one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are just letting me have. But let's just take a look at some of these folks. Are they real? Like, that's what I need your help. To bring all this home, I need to know if these are real people because I don't understand this type of Twitter. I know how to get a couple retweets, you know, whatever. And the blue check mark definitely helps. I'm self-aware. The blue check mark 100% works. But like Gen Z, they have a whole different terminology. There's like a bunch of Spanish tweets that I can't even read.
Yeah, they're mad.
They're trying to cancel me.
Canceled.
Of all the clapbacks, though, this was probably my favorite. Where is it at? To all my Brazilians, quote, tweeting this, I am joking, so I guess he didn't have my back. I enjoy the show and was making the point just to stir the pot. I wish no harm upon your beloved gym. May there be peace between our countries for 1,000 years. So yeah. What do? They just, like, follow the quote tweets and just see where they go?
I'm one of those people. I even went and quote tweeted something last night that irritated me, and I was like, dude, stop. I think you got into it early. That's the problem, is that people like to go to the quote tweets, and they're like, oh, let's see what someone else said, and maybe they agree with me. But then you didn't.
I was the outlier.
They love Pim and Jam.
Hundreds of clapbacks in my notifications right now. We will rebuild. So anyway, I got to clean this thing up. I got into it with Star Wars on Monday, Jim and Pam on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think you get off on being hated.
That's not true. I will say there is a certain kind of power that comes with this. You made a good point about this last night. And again, I'll admit it. I got a blue check mark. You know, that really puts a target on my back, Kitty. Why are you shaking your head?
You're pathetic.
You want to do the news?
Yes. What is there to the news besides old turtle hag jacking us once again?
Kitty, man, them meds are really hitting, huh?
They are.
Wednesday, December 30th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! Let's go, let's go! My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. It's your KC Morning Show. It's a news break. Let's take a break with the news. Because that's what they say in 2020, right? Not so much. Kitty, on the show today, a returning champion on this KC Morning Show. He happens to also be the mayor of Kansas City. What the? Why do you do that? I'm not kissing ass. He's a friend. He just happens to also be the mayor. He has a cool job title. You know what? That man being on this show, Kitty, as you laugh at me, adds credibility. It makes your job even better.
I just find it odd that the mayor's never calling me to do an interview, but he only ever wants to talk to Hartzell.
But we scheming. All right, we
favoritism.
Scheming.
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
Are you guys related?
Is he a cousin of mine?
I don't know.
We're not all related, Kitty.
Did I make a racism?
Did I do a racism?
I'm sorry, Mayor. It's the COVID.
We gotta button this up, Kitty. We have lost control.
He's clearly not talking to us just for our reputability, but because we are a fun break in his otherwise dull day.
Right.
You know?
Right.
People be hating on him. They'd be like, let's recall the mayor. And you and I are like, let's just call him.
Holiday greetings. We still want to do that?
I thought we were doing resolutions.
Oh, okay. Resolutions. Cheers, yep. Grievances. I'll even extend Festivus.
Yeah, KC air Morning, your grievances.
KCMorningShow@gmail.com. Let's do the news. COVID!
And case numbers appear to be dropping a bit, by the way, in our two states for coronavirus. The 7-day rolling average is down to 1,700 new cases a day in Missouri. We plan to get an update from Kansas health officials today. Missouri's average positivity rate is staying around 16.9%. Now in Kansas, an average of 12.9% of tests are coming back positive.
You see that congressman-elect? He died. Like 41 years old or something like that?
And you keep telling me I have nothing to worry about, and I'm just...
Well, if you would just follow my instructions, you'd be fine.
Every day I wake up and Hartzell texts me, have you taken your meds yet?
Because you haven't!
I did. Today.
There you go. Good job. Proud of you, Kitty. The congressman-elect that passed, and also I just see today, we send our condolences to our own city councilwoman, Andrea Beau. Her mother passed away, looks like last night. So yeah, y'all, this is serious. We still got a long way to go. I will say, though, good news, a little bit of good news. Kansas City looks like we've gotten some of our numbers down.
Yeah, you lucked out. You tested negative this week, didn't you?
Yeah, so that means I definitely had to have had it, right? The antibodies, Kitty, they're flowing through my body. Woo! I feel unstoppable. I feel invincible. Ooh, I feel like the villain in a Marvel movie, like at the very beginning when they discover their powers, yep. And like the veins get real big.
And I feel like a test subject monkey, you know?
So, Kitty, you said you called Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, he didn't answer, punk ass.
Instead of allowing the vote on the standalone House bill raising the amount for direct payments, yesterday Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced one of his own, linking the $2,000 in relief to two other provisions that the president wants: repeal protections for social media companies, and create a commission to look into the 2020 election. These don't really have much, if any, bipartisan support.
This week, the Senate will begin a process to bring these three priorities into focus.
Leader McConnell holds the key to unlocking this dilemma.
Now, this is all happening as the Senate today is scheduled to vote on whether to override President Trump's veto of a must-pass defense bill. Now, Senator Bernie Sanders here is threatening to block that from happening if McConnell doesn't allow a vote on the stimulus checks, which could potentially drag all of this into next year.
Did somebody say Bernie? Give him hell, Bern!
Working families need help now. Not next year, but right now. The House did the right thing. I congratulate them. And now it is time for the Senate to step up to the plate and do what the working families of this country overwhelmingly want us to do.
Give us some money, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, it's coming out of our own pockets.
It's our money.
It's our freaking money, and we want it now. Remember those commercials?
And I want it now. Kitty wants it all.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah! She wants it all! And when do you want it, Kitty?
Now.
Did you see this fool? This fool. Breaking news. Josh Hawley. The race.
Yeah,
for-
I did. I tweeted at him earlier today, actually.
Look at you. You're really just letting him have it, Kitty.
I'm upset.
Give him hell, Bernie. No, give him hell, Kitty. This,
give him hell. I'm telling they're going to hell.
The race for 2024, like, it started. Like, that is what this is. Because yesterday, we got Hawley saying that, yeah, we deserve $2,000, which is true. We do. And then today, this man says that he's going to contest the election. Damn it, I'm going to contest the election. Trump train. Toot toot.
Hearing from Josh Hawley that he's going to object on January 6th and force a debate on electoral college votes. Could you comment on that move from the Republicans?
I have no doubt that on next Wednesday, a week from today, that Joe Biden will be confirmed by the acceptance of the vote of this electoral college as the 46th president of the United States.
But hey, though, we are getting something. And something's better than nothing. $600. Some of us might already have it.
For now, the administration is moving ahead with a plan to send out the $600 payments. If the increase is approved, a senior official at the Treasury Department telling CNBC people who receive the $600 payment would get another payment, but it's unclear when those would go out. The U.S. Secretary of Treasury says you can check your payment on the IRS website later this week, but it's currently offline.
I got it right here.
Did you really?
Holy shit.
Well, hold on. Let me check mine.
It says pending. Look.
Let's go. All right.
Yeah, I get the 600 pending.
Trump
bitch.
Daddy. Let's see here. Oh, well, that is a negative number. Okay, so I definitely didn't get mine yet. Okay,
I don't have it, but mine's pending.
Let's put that down. Yeah, mine's pending, all right. It's pending suspension, so. You mentioned Worlds of Fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they got some news.
Also, Missourians can now get tested at Worlds of Fun.
What?
The amusement park is partnering with Sam Rogers Health Center for the free event. It runs from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock today in the parking lot. Missourians of all ages can get tested. You are going to have to bring proof, though, that you live in the Show Me State. Registration is not required, but strongly recommended. They can register you on site so you can get your results back in 2 days.
You want to go get one? Now, I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for you to get one now, because you still actively have it.
I'm still actively fighting.
What's the scores update?
It's
a football game, Kitty. What's the score?
Great. COVID is the Chiefs, and I'm the Cowboys.
Okay. So not good.
Yeah, it's bad.
I got to get used to saying this. T-Mobile Arena. It's not smooth. There is something satisfying about saying Sprint Center. It has felt right. T-Mobile Arena. Okay, I'll get there, but gonna take a second. Well, they're back.
The T-Mobile Center announced its first public event in almost a year. Disney on Ice is coming to the T-Mobile Center at the end of January. This is the venue's first public event since the Big 12 tournament was cut short in March. Capacity will be limited for the 16 shows, and there will be group seating similar to Chiefs games at Arrowhead Stadium. You can now get tickets online.
The days of bumming a smoke, those are over, right?
Yeah.
Like penny pitchers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Buffets. What about buffets?
You know,
Have we had that conversation?
I haven't felt right about buffets since I grew up.
Oh, you've never been a fan.
I haven't been to a buffet in a good couple of years.
Oh, that imitation crab. Oh, yes, please.
People are grimy.
After we're through with this, I wonder if businesses will make people have to show their faces. I'm really curious about that. Because there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to like still wearing masks inside, just, you know, like it's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing mine forever.
Yeah.
I kind of like the look, to be honest. It's this power thing, you know? It's like, I feel like Batman, you know?
Yeah. I thought they would make me more mysterious, but people still know who I am with the mask on, and that's infuriating.
I do the all black look, get a black hat to go on top.
Ooh, sunglasses.
Yes. Sunglasses. It's like that scene in Little Rascals when they get dressed up in the trench coat on top of each other. That's kind of the look I'm going for. This is going viral on TikTok, Kitty. Dog names. Basic dog names. We got somebody putting us on blast. You got Lolita, which I think is a very beautiful dog name.
Yeah.
I've never heard that for any other dog. I feel like Marty is a pretty uncommon name for a dog.
It's not. I know a couple of other dogs named Marty. And some of them got famous owners.
Were they named after Marty McFly, though?
I don't know.
What about my Westie Duke? I know Duke's on the list.
Duke is basic.
If you named your dog any of these names, you're boring and don't talk to me. I'm only joking, kind of. Max. Jack. If your dog's name is Luna, go home. If you're already home, stay there. Bella. Molly.
Yep.
Zoe. Mm-hmm. Zoe is my name. And I've met way more dogs named Zoe than people named Zoe. If your dog is named Moose, federal prison. With all this trash talk, you might be wondering what my dog's name is. Harold.
Yeah.
I had a Max. Yeah. Max was 23 years old. He was a lab. My dad was too lazy to call the the Guinness World Record people.
Mm-hmm. One of my first family dogs, it was a Dalmatian. His name was Easy Money. Like, literally, the letters Easy and then Money.
That's, I want a Dalmatian.
That's we've not basic.
We've had this conversation. I want a Dalmatian.
We looked on Craigslist last night at dogs.
We'll have a Dalmatian plantation. Come on. That sounds great. I live in a fire station. I need a Dalmatian. Just for the aesthetics.
Mm.
Let's wrap it up with this, Kitty. It's that time of year. The season of regifting.
Tim, you didn't have to get me a thank you gift. I know. It's a label maker.
Is that a label maker?
Yes, it is. I got it as a gift. It's a Label Baby Junior.
You know, those things make great gifts. I just got one of those for Tim Watley for Christmas.
Tim Watley?
Yeah, who sent you that one?
One Tim Watley.
No, my Tim Watley?
The same. He sent it as a thank you for my Super Bowl ticket.
He recycled this gift. He's a re-gifter.
Didn't he re-gift the label maker?
Possibly.
Well, if he can re-gift, why can't you de-gift?
Well, here, take Watley's label maker. I don't want to see it again.
I just came by to pick up my label maker. You don't have the label maker, do you?
No.
I knew it! You're a re-gifter!
57% of us say that re-gifting is perfectly fine.
I got a label maker for Christmas. I am stoked. I would not...
Was it from Tim Watley?
No, it was from my mother.
It was from Santa. If you think about it, Santa is kind of a regifter in the big scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like, is that, I don't want to blow your minds here, but you know, if anybody that says regifting is a bad thing, just know that Santa's a regifter.
Everything I got this year, I will be damned if you try to give it to someone else.
Oh, so you take it personally.
Yeah, I think it's very personal. Also, I don't know, if someone regifted something to me, I'm going to sit there and think they thought I would like it better than they did.
Okay,
right?
No, keep going.
Like
okay,
someone
keep going. Okay.
Got this present and then they thought, huh, I don't really care for this sweater, but it would look fabulous on Kitty. Yeah. And in that case, go ahead. Give it to me. I want it. I'm a hoarder. I want everything.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Mayor Q, Mayor Quentin Lucas, back on your KC Morning Show. I got to apologize, sir, because I was going through the archives, and you are our most frequent guest on this show. So first off, thank you. But I feel bad because, you know, in SNL, they'd give you a blazer or something, and I got nothing for you. Do you want, like, a mug or something? Is that going to work?
Man, I would like a mug. I need a paycheck. I mean, all types of stuff could help right now.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, how are you doing, sir?
You know, I'm doing all right. It's been one interesting year here in Kansas City, but at the same time, you know, I'm optimistic about what's coming in the new year. We've got the vaccine out, COVID-19. There'll be a lot of steps to getting it to everybody, but that's moving. I think that we're going to kind of try to continue to bring Kansas City together. A lot of people are mad, but at the same time, you know what? Hey, I can only be, I can't even be negative anymore. Everything happened in 2020. Like, I am, what, 16 months in? So, yeah, I mean, I'm still a baby that's not walking around or anything. And, But they got me like solving everything. So yeah, it's been wild. I'm excited maybe for a slightly slower speed next year.
Absolutely. Well, since we got you here, Mr. Mayor, we always like to start with an update. I got a bunch of stuff we want to talk about, but you know, while you're here, update us on everything.
I mean, where to start or where right? to finish? You know, on COVID, I'm proud of the work that we've done. Now, any death is too many. We've gotten too many people that are getting sick, but Kansas Cityans, particularly over the last several months, have stepped up. We have seen our new case infection rate go down. We have seen, particularly in the groups of people in their 20s and 30s, that was just ballooning in terms of case numbers. Instead, now it's become something where it has gotten to a more manageable number. We're not entirely where we need to be, but at the same time, I think we are actually doing a lot of the work to try to turn the tide on this pandemic. So I'm positive as we go into 2021 that our interventions that have been tough, and I've heard from every bar owner and every, you know, restaurant owner, and I hear you. Look, I'm a dude who likes to go to a nice dinner with Hartzell and crew, but at the same time, you know, I think we've done really important stuff to keep people safe and keep people alive, and I'm proud of that. On you know, a lot of the reform changes that I promised when I became mayor, I'm proud that we were able to carry them through in 2020. Decriminalizing marijuana in Kansas City, Missouri was a huge deal, in my opinion. That is 1,000 people that used to be charged with a crime who will not be charged with a crime now, because that is petty possession. And that is the sort of thing that we don't need our enforcement focus on. We have eliminated arrest warrants for parking citations in Kansas City, recognizing that often there was a cycle that was keeping people kind of locked into the system. We were criminalizing poverty. So I'm proud that we've stopped that. And so I when I look out over this year, I see a lot of challenges, but I also see us taking bold steps that are a change for Kansas City. I'm issuing pardons now, the first mayor to have done so, mainly to help out people who've been tripped up by the criminal justice system and are trying to improve their lives. So those are just a few of the steps we need. We know there's a lot more. We know we need to enhance racial reconciliation in our city, particularly between the police and our African-American community. We know that we have a lot more work to do in providing more jobs for Kansas Cityans, providing affordable, accessible housing. So those are the things that I'll be focusing on here in 2021.
You're looking back, recapping, is there anything that you're particularly proud of or anything you're particularly disappointed about, kind of the year in review?
You know, I'm particularly proud of zero fare transit, our free buses. I don't know if anybody knows how big a deal that is, particularly for folks who need those rides. I mean, you know, easy for us to say an extra $1,500 doesn't matter that much. But there are people, some of whom, that are just scraping by day, who we've put several dollars a day back into their pockets. And you talk about $4 a day back into somebody's pocket. That's money that they can spend on their family. Those are things that they can take care of in their own lives. I think it is a game changer. I think it's not just a game changer for those who ride now, but long term for our bus system. And I think it will be a positive for us as we head into future years, not just 2021 in Kansas City, but as we become a national leader. I did an interview with a station out in Los Angeles about zero fare transit. People are looking at Kansas City. And I think looking at a city that during a pandemic is still doing big things, great things, tells you something about our spirit here in KCMO.
Now, what about something you think that we could have done a little bit better?
Oh, I mean, we could do a lot better how we address violent crime in Kansas City. You know, I pulled up some data the other day. I'm 36 years old, and it showed roughly, I think, 4,400 people have been murdered in my lifetime in Kansas City. Those are warlike numbers. Yeah. We've got to do better. We've got to find different solutions. It cannot just be, hey, let's do the same thing we did in 1992, 1995, 2000, 2010. We have got to look to root causes of violence. We have to look at how are we teaching conflict resolution in our schools? How are we addressing substance abuse and mental health issues? How are we actually providing opportunities? That's an area where we have failed for generations in Kansas City. That's an area where we need to do better.
I think there's so many of us, Mr. Mayor, that, you know, in these times where it just feels like everything's a game. And it's not that the game's not working, is that we were never really meant to play. And so I'm hearing you talk about, you know, the pardons and the things you've done to kind of expand your office. But is it mm-hmm. something that you can say, you know what? Yeah, maybe we can do this right now because it needs to be done for insert whatever issue.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we need to do. Look, I've been talking to you for years now, brother. Mm-hmm. And when I ran for mayor, I had this commitment to the fact, and I stand by it, that I'm here to get things done. You know, this is not a position, particularly now, where you're just there to hang out. where you're just there to go to things because there's nothing to go to. Instead, this is the sort of thing where it is, I'll do everything in my power to make sure that those who do not need to be pulled into the criminal justice system are not. I'll do everything in my power to make sure our communities and our neighborhoods are safer. I'll do everything in our power to make sure the potholes that are confounding all of us get filled and that we stand up for our employees in Kansas City. I mean, those are the sorts of things that I think people want to see get done. And that's the sort of commitment I've made to the people of Kansas City, and I will continue to make it for as long as I'm in this office. I mean, you may remember earlier this year, there were some folks that wanted to recall me after about like 8 months into the job. And, you know, and my jam was, look, I'm going to keep doing what's right. And I know there's a lot of noise out there. You hear noise every day. I hear noise every day. You got to show up, do your work, do what's best for the people. And most of the time it works out. And to the extent it doesn't, you know, I'll apply for an internship with Hartzell. And maybe that'll be the hustle that I get.
I need a producer for this show.
I'm too bossy, man. And I need good pay, though.
You and me both, brother. Mayor Quentin Lucas, what do you think is the biggest misconception about you? You mentioned the recall because I feel like, and if I can, you know, you came into office, I think, with a mandate, to be totally honest with you. And it seems like, and this is just the natural order of things, but, you know, people don't like you quite as much. What do you think is the big misconception about you, Mr. Mayor?
What you talking about, man? Trying to bring me down. The big misconception about the job is this, that you can walk in on day one and just do everything, fire half the people, you know, and it's just that easy. This isn't to say that there aren't a lot of things one can do, but it is to say that, you know, being methodical doesn't mean that you don't care, right? Finding ways to do things. There's a story in the newspaper today about how I floated filing a lawsuit to try to get us local control. I think very clearly that is because, you know, some of the processes and pathways we've been trying to use will get us nowhere. I know that there are some activists that would say, you didn't do anything about local control. But I'm like, well, this is the way you got to do it. And you got to write a complaint. You have to think about it. You have to do the buildup work. You got to get witnesses. And, I mean, right? It takes that work. So I think sometimes, and I have to work on it. I'm a lawyer. I'm an academic. I have a way of thinking. It gets some people, you know, you'll note if they're on Twitter or they're somewhere else, they may say, you ain't doing nothing. But I need to make sure that I probably get better at messaging every day. So I'm sitting in my office in an 80-year-old wooden hard chair right now, trying to figure out ways we can make this community better. And that's what I do every day. But one thing that I hope people do pick up on is I love this city probably unnaturally more than anything else in the world, which is bad. I should actually get like a hobby or a cat. But, or a dog, I know, different thing. You know, I wake up every day worrying about this city, its future, and its people. And that's probably the biggest motivating thing that gets me through life. And I'll continue doing that in 21.
What's on the itinerary? Your biggest goals, the things you want to get done 2021?
Whew, I want us to be safer. I'm still big on that. We did not get where we needed to be this year. But I think that is still something that needs to change, needs to improve. I want us to find a way to continue some of the progress we had before. And what do I mean by that? I mean, look, before in Kansas City, you had, you know, and you had things, streetcar opening, businesses opening, downtown rejuvenated. But there were two problems. One, that it didn't always seem to include the entire community. We need to make sure whether you got an entry-level job or whether you're the richest CEO that you can benefit in Kansas City's growth and progress. But we also need to make sure that we find a way to reverse some of the tragedies that we've seen in the COVID-19 era. We've seen a lot of businesses close. We've seen a lot of people out of work. We've seen a lot of people struggle. I'd like to change that. And so that's probably my big set of 2021 goals.
You said it. I've said it. We're going to have a lot of come to Jesus moments, multiple. Yep. I feel you are not only the mayor, but you're a cheerleader for Kansas City. You love our sports teams. You love the Kansas City Chiefs. We live tweet together. I know you saw this tweet yesterday, the landlord business, the collect and rent, the whole Tyron Matthew deal. I got accused of being a woke warrior yesterday, but I didn't mean to be that. What I meant to do was kind of, you know, begin the dialogues. You know, Washington changed their name, and I got to feel like there's going to be a committee for the Chiefs. So just your thoughts on that before we get out of here.
Ooh, child, you're trying to make me make controversies right here at the end of the interview.
I would never, talking Mr. Mayor.
Talking about the team name. So here's the thing. And I know you have a lot of listeners, and I got a lot of fans and voters. They get mad at me when we say things like this. And admittedly, Hartzell and I are brothers, and not my brothers, but like both black men. And I mean this with love to everybody else. When the light is shown on how you can do better, don't take offense. Just think about how you could do better. I've had to come to terms with that. I was a professor at KU Law School, and the Me Too movement had come on scene. And they were like, how are you creating opportunities for women? How are you making people comfortable? I need to be like, how can I, Quentin Lucas, do better in what I was doing, even though I thought, oh, man, I'm the best at all of this and recognizing differences. And I think that that's where the Kansas City Chiefs right now are, too. And, you know, thinking about before you put something up, like, oh, well, is this the time for us to have that message on debt collection? You know, maybe not, maybe. But right. But it's just like going through that thought. And that goes such a long way, because I realize nobody's going to be perfect. Right. Everybody comes in with their biases. There are probably two or three things I said in this interview where people are like, man, Lucas needs to read a little bit more. But I think it's not an excuse to just be like, oh, to hell with all of you. Everything's just gone crazy. That's not right. And so when people even talk about the Chiefs name, and I'm not pushing for the name change, but I am pushing for, you know, let's think about what we can do to be more tolerant. You know, the changing the tomahawk chop from like a straight hand to a fist was one of the most useless changes I've ever heard of in my life. And you know, I'm a huge Chiefs fan, but I'm like, y'all, come on, man. Right. That's not a change. And I think it's really being mindful of, okay, let's, you know, I don't know if I get bleeped out on this or not, but, you know, we should spend our days trying not to be an asshole to everybody else. Let's just try that approach. And I should try not to be an asshole to everybody else. Everybody else should. And my jam really is, you know, there are a bunch of people who may listen to your show that don't live in Kansas City. What I'm not going to go on out of my way to do is say, well, I was driving through this one city. It's the raggediest place I've ever heard of. There may be no direct repercussions. But again, why am I going out of my way to be an asshole? Right. I think it's the same way here. And I think what people need to realize on things about equity and things about racial reconciliation, gender-based reconciliation, so many other things, is that, you know, if you don't care about somebody else's feelings, you're being an asshole. I know, it's crazy, but you just are. And maybe 2021, we should all resolve to not be that way. I'll give one other example that gets me too far, but maybe your listeners will like. You know, I've had, oh, I'm going to go crazy now, in my dating life, right?
And believe it or not. Here we go. All right.
I know, right? In my dating life, I've dated people before. And have you ever, I know you have because you're a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Have you ever been in a chat and maybe your partner tears up and cries? You know, now you're an asshole if you just kind of like, well, I'm still mad and whatever, to heck with you. Right? Really, the nicer thing when we're being better people is to be like, you know what? I didn't mean for it to go that way. How can I better understand? And maybe in the world, not that everybody out in the world is your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, the person you chasing, your boo. But instead, maybe it is kind of be like, let's actually be considerate. Let's try that in 2021, Kansas City. that's the gospel according to Q.
Relationship advice with Mayor Quentin Lucas. That segment is coming en route in 2021. Mayor Quentin Lucas, one of my favorite things you ever said was plan your work and work your plan. In 2021, let's plan on getting better. How about that?
That's absolutely right. I'm with you, my brother. Happy New Year to you, my man. And Happy New Year to everybody out in Hardsoul country.
A good day to be a Kansas City, Mr. Mayor.
Always a good day to be a Kansas City. And I think things are getting better and better, my brother.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Kids say, happy Wednesday, hump day, baby. Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at quotes.
Oh, okay, because you've been on your phone this entire show, so you better be bringing it with these words of wisdoms.
Yeah,
wisdoms.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
You got something for us?
Yep.
Because on Wednesdays, y'all, Kitty breaks us off with some words of wisdom to get us through our day, our week. This is the last Wednesday wisdom of 2020. Didn't want to put any added pressure on you, but you are actually now not only getting us through today, but you're now ushering in a new year, a new era, if you will. I'm trying to stall. You got some stuff?
Yeah. Okay. I just like to say that I wouldn't say these are necessarily uplifting.
You were slurring so bad. How much DayQuil did you take?
Enough.
What was that you said?
I'd like to start off by saying these quotes aren't exactly uplifting, but I actually found 50 funny quotes about 2020 that just sum up this year. Last show of the Kraken season.
All right. Well, then let's do this.
"2020 is like looking both ways before you cross the street, then getting hit by an airplane. 2020 is a unique leap year. It has 29 days in February, 300 days in March, and 5 years in April. 2020, it's every Nick Cage movie without Nick Cage. COVID spelled backwards is Devok. What Devok is up with 2020? If you think you are too small to be effective, you have never been in bed with a mosquito.
Okay.
This year feels like a test I didn't study for. First time in history, we can save the human race by laying in front of the TV and doing nothing. Let's not screw this up.
The narrator, we screwed it up.
We screwed it up. The only thing I gained in 2020 was weight. If 2020 was a person, it would be Janice from Friends. Oh, God. 2020, year of the oof. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not working out with a mask on is my new favorite excuse for not working out.
Why are you looking at me?
No. He chewed too loud became the number one cause of divorce. Due to quarantine, I'll only be telling inside jokes.
Ba-dum-tsh. Give me two more.
All right. Look, 2020, I just think I should start seeing other years. All right. And
give me a good one. Our final words of wisdom for 2020 from Kenny on your KC Morning Show. Break it off.
The bright side of 2020 being the worst year ever is that it will drastically reduce the amount of hindsight is 2020 jokes next year.
Words of wisdom. Your final words of wisdom of the year.
Yeah.
From Kitty.
Wear a mask. Stay home.
I feel inspired. Real talk. How you feeling? You feeling any better?
Is wanting to jump off the roof feeling better? Because if so, yeah, I'm feeling so much better.
Honestly, yes, you are feeling better. Because here's the thing. If you were feeling worse, you would have actually jumped, girl. And you didn't jump, you right here.
You won't give me the ladder access.
Kitty, where can people find you?
Wallowing in self-pity until further notice. But also on the internet, sometimes trolling you and other peeps at Holy Hearts.
We're going to build you back up. You notice I've tried a different strategy the last few days.
Yeah, he's being mean.
I'm not being mean. I am giving you the tools to get better. Now, whether you want to use those tools to make something great, that's on you, okay? Whether you want to use that DayQuil, you know, to maybe go wash some of these dishes, that's on you. Now, if you don't want to do that, you don't want to try to get back to a sense of normalcy, you know? I'm just trying to give you the tools to, you know, to act like nothing.
If anyone is listening to this, this is my cry for help. He's force feeding me, actually.
It's damn good soup.
Nope.
You can get me at Hartzell965, the show itself. KC Morning Show. You can get us at KC Morning Show on Twitter and then at The KC Morning Show on Facebook and Instagram. What are you doing? What is this face? You're showing teeth right now. Is this like an Animorphs thing? Is this Transformers? What is happening? Do you need to go lay down?
Sleep with one eye open.
That's all I got. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Hey, thanks again to Mayor Q. A good day to be a Kansas City and Kitty.
It's a fine day.
We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Back to the couch.
Those teeth.